Hello there, I'm Brooke Baldwin at CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. Out west, thousands of Los Angeles teachers skipped first hour classes this morning to protest proposed state budget cuts for education. Teachers held signs and banners protesting those cuts that will likely include laying off teachers in their first year on the job. L.A. school district officials say participating teachers will be docked an hour's pay for all that missed class time. More Americans are now on the unemployment line. The latest numbers show the unemployment rate soared to 5.5% in May. That is up 0.5% since April. The Labor Department says it marks the biggest one-month jump in unemployment since February of 1986. Unemployment is at its highest mark since October 2004. And overall here, the economy has lost 324,000 jobs since the start of the year. Forecasters are keeping a very close eye on the weather from the plains into the Midwest today. This morning, some weather spotters in Minnesota say a tornado touchdown just outside of Park Rapids, leaving a half-mile path of destruction there. Take a look at this here. Forecasters say severe storms could cause more damage in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. One twister destroyed a home, damaged other buildings, and brought down trees in Clay County, Kansas. That happened yesterday. The storms also left streets flooded in the Kansas town of Wakini. And we know they met last night. We all know now. But so far, neither Senator Barack Obama nor Senator Hillary Clinton are saying very much about that secret conversation. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says that meeting took place in her Washington, D.C. home in her living room. It lasted about an hour, and the two were alone. The meeting came just days after Senator Obama clinched enough delegates to secure the Democratic presidential nomination. Senator Clinton is expected to announce she is suspending her campaign tomorrow. And people in Detroit seeing red, a victory party fit for the Wings. Take a look at this here. The Detroit Red Wings enjoyed a victory parade this afternoon. This is their fourth Stanley Cup win since 1997. Thousands of fans stood up and down Detroit's Woodward Avenue in red and white to celebrate the Red Wings' victory. The Stanley Cup will spend the rest of this year in Motor City. And that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news throughout the day this Friday.